A turnaround at SAA will be of great benefit to the likes of ANACSA. In the meantime, it's alleged that the embattled airliner Danel and the Land Bank have been earmarked for additional funding from Treasury, which will be detailed in tomorrow's medium-term budget policy statement. The Land Bank's liquidity crisis has forced it to cut much-needed funding to farmers as the production season kicks off. And AgriSA says the Land Bank is a food imperative and has urged government to support the organization. Christo van der Reede, who's executive director of AgriSA, joins us on the line now with more detail on their stance. Thanks so much, Christo, for your time this evening. So expectations are that Treasury is likely to announce additional funding for the government-owned agricultural lender. AgriSA says that it's a food imperative. Explain your stance here and where the risks sit if this funding does not come through.
If you total all the debt that farmers have to apply for on an annual basis, it already amounts to approximately 200 billion rand. And most of that funding comes from your commercial banks and other institutions. But at the same time, the Land Bank is responsible for roughly 29% of all of that loans. And as you rightly mentioned, farmers have to apply for production loans on an annual basis because they have to buy seed, they have to buy fertilizer, diesel, and all of those things. In fact, South Africa produces food on the back of debt. And if a land bank cannot provide production loans, it will have a significant impact on farmers and their ability to produce food for the new season. And we are quite concerned that if Land Bank or government doesn't come to the table with some form of bailout, then we're going to sit with a problem next year.
Yeah, the figure being bandied about is that the Land Bank will get 1.5 to 2 billion rand. It's falling far short of what the Land Bank has actually requested, and that's 7 billion rand in support in the next financial year ending in 2022. So, would 2 billion rand be cushion enough, support enough? How are you viewing that?
No, not at all. And that for us is a very big concern, because their debt currently is at quite a high level. I think their non-performing loans sits already at almost 6 to 7 billion rand. And they have to service their debtors. So that amount of money that you're referring to will only be enough for them just to keep the wolf from the door, so to speak. That there won't be any new money and all money available for production loans, and that in itself presents a crisis.
Yeah. Christo, from that perspective then, and as we wait to see just how much of a bailout is going to be granted here, what kind of shifts have been triggered within the Land Bank itself as far as, its approach to lending to the agricultural sector is concerned in this time of distress?
What is happening is that more affluent clients are all shifting towards your commercial banks. And obviously, it's an opportunity for the commercial banks to stop the land bank, so to speak, of their bigger clients. And that for us is a big concern, because any financial institution needs a good mix. Good customers, and then your sort of moderate or middle layer customers, and then, yes, you will never prevent a situation where you will have some people defaulting on their loans.
Yeah. You've got clients, Christo, that are, exploring alternative funding mechanisms. So when it comes to the Land Bank itself, it's amongst a lot that's been told to try and seek private equity partners for further funding. How much of an option is that?
No, indeed. And there is a specific drive to go for that option as well. But you must remember, given the fact that liquidity in the market in general is a challenge, and we find it internationally, it's a problem all over the world. So to what extent that will realize, that is the bigger question.
Okay, well, we wait and see how this all plays out come tomorrow, Christo. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Christo van der Reede, who's executive director of AgriSA.